frame is now lost, but it was made from corrugated cardboard and sandpaper. The paint itself is household gloss paint, which in addition to being shiny, has wrinkled in places where different layers have dried unevenly. By choosing these cheaply manufactured domestic products, Picabia mocks the refined world of traditional academic painting. He refuses to use expensive materials, a noble pose and a heavy gilt frame to elevate his subject, bringing the genre of portraiture down to earth with a bump. The man in this painting may not be as anonymous as he first appears. In 1926, the artist Elizitsky exhibited this work and in a letter described it as a portrait of Raymond Poincaré. Poincaré was an intellectual, a member of the French Academy, president of France and twice prime minister in the 1920s. Traditionally, someone of that political and social status would expect their portrait to be very flattering. Such a portrait would be constructed to convince both the contemporary and future viewer that Poincaré was an attractive and cultured man of power and influence. However, Picabia and his surrealist friends were hostile to Poincaré. The leader of the surrealist movement, André Breton, declared, "We consider the presence of Monsieur Poincaré at the head of the French government to be a serious obstacle to all serious thought, an almost gratuitous insult to the spirit, and a ferocious joke which should not be allowed to pass." Surviving photographs of Poincaré do bear a resemblance to the pink-faced man in Picabia's painting. But whether or not this is a portrait of a specific public figure, it still manages to lampoon artistic convention, declaring it through collage to be quite literally rubbish. In around 1934 to 1935, Picabia returned to the Handsome Pork Butcher and reworked it extensively. He pulled off all the collage elements and in doing so created rough patches where the paint was disrupted. The man's features remained visible in the yellowing glue and exposed canvas that the objects left behind, and Picabia made them more obvious by painting thin dark lines over the top. But the most radical change was his decision to paint the second portrait, that of the woman, over the top of the existing one. Picabia began creating works made up of multiple overlapping images in the late 1920s. He called them transparency paintings, and the aim was to evoke a dreamlike quality as the images combined and unexpected associations developed as the lines of each layer jostled for the viewer's attention.
Select the next audio clip to continue.